This is module 3, and in this module we're focusing on conceiving, believing, and achieving. And in lesson 1, conceiving is about being able to imagine or dream of that which you want to create in your life. Hello, this is Surya Silva, welcoming you back to Life Beyond Limits for Women. This is module 3 and lesson 1. In this module, we're focusing on what the mind can conceive and believe it will achieve. In our last module, we discussed the power of refocusing your mind in order to change your life. We talked about the mind chatter and stories and the things that you say to yourself, the patterns, habits, and paradigms that run your life. And you have some techniques to start using to change the old stories and replace them with new ones. Now we're going to focus on 3 key words: conceive, believe, and achieve. And in this lesson, we're focusing on the conceive part of the quote. I'd like to begin by telling you a story of Carol. Carol is a teacher and had been teaching for many years. And because she'd been working with the kids for so long, she realized that many of them had never been taught how to manage their emotions. She decided that she was going to study a program that would really assist young people to be able to manage themselves better, both at school and at home. And when she was ready, she offered the program to the school. The first program went really well. She had glowing feedback, and she was elated. And then the principal said to her, "Carol, we love the program. We just don't have any more money this year to have any more, perhaps next year." And Carol started to doubt herself. Fear and anxiety kicked in, and she started to lose belief in herself that she could actually do this. The old stories popped into her mind. "I can't do it. I'm not good enough. Nobody will want the programs. It will never work." I'm sure you can relate to some of those. I certainly can in my life. And so Carol had to start to release these fears and doubts and refocus. And as she did, she started to believe in herself again. And then, of course, the next program was really successful. Because she'd learnt to manage herself in the old stories and that she had more belief again, of course, she was able to achieve the results that she desired. That story applies to all of us. So let's focus on what you're wanting to conceive and to bring into your life. Let's start with some foundation information and some revision from the last module. To conceive of something is to imagine it. And what a shame that so many of us were taught at school to stop imagining, stop daydreaming, stop fantasizing, because now as adults we have to reignite that capacity in ourselves. Because imagination is key. Everything is created twice. We talked about this in the first module. First in the mind and then in material form. And you bring into your life the thoughts that you're holding. The mind works in images. It doesn't hold on to the actual word itself. It holds on to the image of the thought. And you're training your mind now, your subconscious mind, towards that which you're bringing into your life. Remember when I said if you don't think about a green car, you see the image of a green car? Or if I say, what did you eat for a meal yesterday, you see the food on the screen of your mind? No matter what you think about, all of life works this way. The thought is attached to an image, and so you start to really focus on what the image is that you're wanting to conceive. And your thoughts become even more important. Some women say to me, "Surya, I just don't see things like that. I'm not a visual woman." I'm not either. I'm far more kinesthetic. And yet you can start to teach yourself to see or sense, to imagine that which you're wanting to create. You can start to bring it into your mind, and with practice it will become a lot easier. So you're focusing on what you do want. anything that comes into your mind of what you don't want, fears and worries like the story of Carol, push those aside. Bring your focus right back to imagining the results of what you are bringing into your life now, what you're conceiving as being really successful. And the more detail that you write, the better it will work for you. Another key factor here is to add really strong emotion. Become really excited about it. Be thrilled with achieving this particular project or with being successful in this part of your life. Because emotion attached to your imagining is so powerful. Many of us don't know how to actually use the power of concentration in our lives. And so I'm going to give you a few techniques that you can use to increase that power of concentration. This is to use a part of your mind called will. Not the old willpower where we forced ourselves to do something, but the will of the mind is actually to be able to concentrate on something. So the first technique then is to think about a favorite place that you love to go, or a flower or an object that you love. Any object at all will be fine. And you focus on that object in your mind, practicing holding the image of it. Initially, you might only be able to hold it for a few seconds. With practice, you'll build it up to 15, 20, 30 seconds. Now, thoughts will flood into your mind. When they do, simply release them and bring your focus back to the image that you're holding. Another way that you can do it is to create a sequence of separate images. It doesn't matter what they are either. They're just unrelated images. A dog, a cat, a horse, a candle, a cup of coffee, a woman riding a bike, a car on the road. Write them down so that you can learn them. And then you run the sequence of the images forwards and backwards, forwards and backwards. And when you can do that sequence, change it around and practice again. When I was learning this, I had to practice up to 100 images. That did take me a little while, but I got there. Another way you can do it is to use one of the quadrants that you developed for yourself in Module 1. And you take the whole quadrant of what you're wanting to bring into your life. Let's use an example of your health. So you hold the image of you having radiant energy. You have sufficient sleep, your body is nourished with beautiful food, your body's size and shape is exactly as you want it to be, you have the capacity to do everything that you want, and you have radiant health. Of course, you put in whatever it is that you want. And you hold this image and you go over it in great detail and practice it over and over. And then when you can manage that quadrant, go on to the next one. You can use the same type of technique to be successful in any part of your life. You can improve your strengths in any part of your life. Whether that's improving your quality in your relationship or with your children or your family, perhaps it's a skill that you want to improve at work, your health, as I said, any of the quadrants, and you practice achieving the results and the outcomes that you desire. I do this whenever I'm going to a meeting. It doesn't matter what the meeting is, if I'm negotiating a contract or talking with a potential client or communicating about an important issue. I always think about the meeting first and what I'm wanting to achieve. So I think about who's going to be there, how I'm going to communicate, the results that I'm looking for, and I run that through my mind before I go. You're programming your mind, you're creating a pattern in the mind so that your mind can respond to your desire. It's so powerful. These things might seem very simple, but you'll achieve enormous outcomes if you apply them. You see, to reprogram the subconscious mind, you know now that you have to use a lot of repetition. And imagine expanding any skill in your life or expanding your confidence through the power of your mind. That's how athletes win so well. They practice their game or their race over and over and over. And then when they go out onto the field, the mind knows exactly what to do and the body responds to the instruction of the mind. You can win in your mind that which you desire in your life. And how powerful is that? I'd like to finish up this lesson with a really inspiring quote from a woman called Virginia Satir. And it's called Choice. If you're willing to do so, close your eyes for a moment and listen to the words. Quote, clasp your hands, feel the energy flow. Let yourself feel that connection, the energy that moves around. Put yourself where you've always been in the universal life force. Very gently bring your hands to rest in your lap. Breathing comfortably, tell yourself, I'm a life form based in divinity. I am able to see, to hear, to smell, to touch, to move, to speak, to choose. End quote. I offer that to you because you have the power of choice every moment of every day. Use that power of choice. Be really mindful what you're thinking about, what you're imagining, and start to really conceive that which you desire in your life. Thank you so much for being with me today, and I look forward to being with you next time. All the best, and bye for now.